All right, welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Billy Hollis, and today I have Andrew Brust, my good friend from the Microsoft Regional Director Program, to talk to. And, of course, I know you through that program, and I also read your column in Redmond Developer News and such. But what do you spend most of your time on?
So I have this strange title, which is Chief of New Technology at 26 New York.
Oh, that's a new one. I've run into that one before.
So the journalists like to say it, CTO. I focus really on equal parts evangelism, strategy, and business development for the company, and all of that kind of hovers around whatever the new technology pipeline for Microsoft has in store for us, so we can get ready for it and pick the winners and move on it.
You've got this the perfect excuse to just go poke around in anything that the industry brings up.
I get to play, then I get to write about it, then I get to pontificate about it. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. We get to spend a lot of time thinking about it. Now, in the whole Visual Studio 2010 space, which is kind of the active stuff going on right now, what's your take on some of it's kind of expanding its mission. I know from talking to some of the members of the team that there's more integration, more things plugging in. What's your take on the importance of that?
Well, watching what we saw this morning, I actually tweeted that it's the next version of Flight Simulator. There's so much going on in there. Actually, I think I stole a little quip from you there, because I've heard something similar. But
the 747 cockpit syndrome,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. but seriously, folks, first of all, I'm actually really excited about the testing stuff that's in there. Some people think it doesn't play so sexy, but I think it's a real sort of concrete vestige that the state of the art in software development is getting much more sort of the rigor of engineering.
Yeah.
And so
if it gets some people into it that wouldn't otherwise take the trouble to do it, sort of smooths their path, then that's a benefit.
Anything that can make something kind of dry a little more fun, I think usually ends up with a good result.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm excited to see all of that stuff, the historical debugger, stuff like that. I think the really big story, though, is the SharePoint integration in Visual Studio.
Well, of course, I don't spend any time in SharePoint, but I know it's big.
Right.
So what makes that important? Why is that such a big impact?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's so many other parts of Microsoft technology that are sort of moving into the SharePoint orbit. I do a lot of work with BI. My firm does a lot of work with BI. I'm actually on Microsoft's BI Partner Advisory Council, and all the BI stuff has gone to SharePoint.
Really?
That's been the reality for 2 years. Even though that's just sort of a niche within SharePoint, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
And more, it's really becoming a platform. In fact, Ballmer keynoted at the SharePoint conference a few weeks ago and said as much. He said it's becoming a platform like the operating system.
Yeah.
But the irony there is that the story around tooling for developers to get stuff done in SharePoint up till now has been tough because
its mission kind of expanded from the original vision. So you got to catch up to that, I guess.
It's not just a portal anymore. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's been sort of the province of people who kind of knew all the voodoo that it could do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great sort of lucrative gig. But the platform, the product, and the community and the ecology around it are growing so much that if the story doesn't get a lot better in a hurry, it'll be hard to keep fueling that growth and keep it on that trajectory. So what we have seen, what I saw with my own two eyes at the SharePoint conference and elsewhere, is that the Visual Studio team and the SharePoint team have been working really closely together to get it really right. With this release of Visual Studio, so that, you know, it's not just about a little bit of tooling for doing web parts, but the workflow support's really strong, the deployment support is really strong, and the whole idea of, you know, using SharePoint as an app dev platform is now not just an analogy.
Tinkering with files all over the place.
Right.
You're actually doing real development the way you would with other systems.
Right. It's not just a forward-looking statement anymore.
Right,
it's
right.
actually actionable because we have the tools and the designers to make it work.
Yeah. Any other particular places that the extensibility in Visual Studio, you know, that you think is going to make an impact?
Well, again, the testing stuff I'm excited about, and I think we'll continue to see just with the extensibility framework, we'll see a lot more, you know, third-party ecosystem innovation inside of that tool. I also think that what's going on with, for example, the Mono plugins to do Mono development actually right inside of Visual Studio on Windows, even if the deployment targets are other operating systems, is quite exciting.
That's a real departure. I mean, when we think about where Visual Studio started as its roots, to come that far, that's That's a pretty Absolutely. Amazing thing to think about.
And we have to also think about Visual Studio, not just as the IDE, but the whole ALM suite. And so the announcement about Microsoft acquiring the Team Prize clients mm-hmm. so that TFS can be a standard on other platforms as well, I just think that's all great news.
All right, good. Thanks, Andrew. Well, thanks for listening, folks, to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Billy Hollis. Hope you've gotten a little bit of a feel for some of the new directions for Visual Studio 2010 in the extensibility space.